Scare Me to Death, written by CJ Carver and read by Chris Harris Beachy. DC Lucy Davies stepped off the train at Bristol Temple Meads, one eye on the flow of the passengers pouring along the platform, the other on the man in her peripheral vision who was walking 4 yards to her left. She had first seen him when she had boarded the train at Middlesbrough. Dark blue jeans and black leather jacket, thick set, strong looking. She had been walking along the platform when she had glanced around to find him behind her. Their eyes had met for a split second. She wasn't sure if she had imagined his flinch, but her nerves tightened when he came and sat in the same carriage. It was the studious way he avoided looking at her that made her spine tingle. Was he a problem? A biting wind cut her cheeks as she approached the stairwell, leading beneath the tracks into the exit. She wished she could have driven to Bristol, and she would have felt safer in a car. But since her courser had a faulty water pump and was with the mechanic, she had been forced to use public transport. As she walked, Lucy willed herself not to look at the man keeping pace with her. "You're paranoid," she told herself. "Just because he resembles the man that kidnapped you last year doesn't mean anything. Yes, I know his family cursed you, that his mother swore to have you killed, but it doesn't mean that every solid-looking, dark-haired bloke is out to get you. Does it?" Her shoulder began to pulse where her kidnapper had knifed her. She had had 25 stitches and was lucky the knife hadn't lacerated any tendons or done any lasting damage. She had been working a murder case last year, and when she had got close to exposing the killer, they'd kidnapped her, stuck her in a hole, and left her to die. Thank God she had been rescued, or she'd be nothing but a pile of rotting clothes and bones. Before she committed to the tunnel, she brought out her phone, pretending she had just received a text, and slowed her pace. The man slowed with her. Nerves now shrieking with alarm, she kept hold of her phone and began pushing through the crowd. Panic building, she had to get out of here. Sorry. She barged ahead, her overnight bag banging into people as she passed. A quick glance over her shoulder showed the man wasn't far behind. Lucy was almost running when she exited the station, her pulse pounding.
"Lucy!"
Mac was waving, but her attention was on the man who had followed her outside. He was walking straight towards her, eyes focused over her shoulder, and then he was past her and climbing into the back of a taxi. Her knees went weak. Definitely paranoid. Damn it. When was it going to stop?
"Lucy?"
Mac was by her side.
"Are you okay?"
She made a vague gesture at the taxi, which was completing the loop in the station forecourt. "I thought that man, but I was wrong."